like I said, you know, I was gone on the road. Looking at some different universities and so forth with one of my children. Had a great trip around the Midwest. Went to West Lafayette and Oxford and Lexington. Athens and Columbus. Those are just looking at some schools in the neighborhood. And then we'll look at some schools here in Michigan as well. But wanted to, you know, have some options, and it was a fun trip. Her and I don't get to do that very often. But while I was on the trip, you know, the story broke about the FBI and the Whitmer kidnapping case. And, you know, it was quite jarring, to say the least, to find out that the FBI, a dozen informants and agents were involved with creating this whole, the whole plot. Without the FBI informants and agents creating the plot, there would have been no plot. But surprising as it is. Joining me now, though, is Ronna McDaniel, chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. Probably surprised her as well to find out about the FBI's involvement in the Whitmer kidnapping plot. Ronna, welcome back to the program.
Always good to be with you. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Yeah, a little shocking when I saw that headline, because it occurred to me, well, the governor had to know that she was never in danger from these gentlemen. When that first came out, I said, you know, these guys are more danger to themselves than anything else. When I looked at them and kind of saw their stories, I'm like, you know, they're a bit fringy, to say the least, but a real threat to anybody? Probably not. I don't downplay the concerns that, you know, politicians have when it comes to personal safety and so forth. But this case, man, the FBI just does not look good in this, do they?
Yeah, I haven't read all the details on it, so forgive me for that. But certainly we don't want anybody being threatened or their lives being put in harm's way, Republican or Democrat. That's not how we settle our issues. Just go to the ballot box and vote them out. That's the
Agreed.
Best way to handle it.
Agreed. And speaking of which, 18 states now have passed election integrity laws. 18. More on the way.
Yep.
As Republican governors and legislatures get together and say, listen, we want to secure our election. And they all get painted the same. Well, they're white supremacists. They're trying to prevent people from voting. Every state that I've looked at, Florida, Georgia, Texas, to name a few, every one of those states has expanded hours on the weekends, has expanded the number of places you can vote, has expanded the opportunity to vote. And yet the Democrats are selling this bill of goods that, you know, they're preventing people from voting. What are they afraid of?
Well, the Democrats are lying. And the way they don't talk about the merit of an issue is by name calling or calling people racist, which is just a lie. None of these laws have anything to do with anything other than making it easier to vote and harder to cheat. And that's why the Democrats are worried, because they want porous elections. They don't want safeguards on our elections. And Republicans are pushing for things that every American agrees with. You should have an ID to vote. You have to have an ID to do anything, to go anywhere. In D.C., you can't go to a senator's office or a congressperson's office without showing your ID. We should do the same to vote. We should make sure we don't have ballot harvesting. We should have security at drop boxes. But all of these laws are making it easier to vote and harder to cheat. And Democrats are lying when they say anything else about these laws.
So when you look back now at 2020, and maybe I'm looking at this wrong, but I follow you on Twitter and keep up on a lot of different things. And it seems that you might have had a different sentiment more recently than you did after the November 2020 election. And this has come up a lot recently, so I ask you about this. What is your opinion of the 2020 election? Obviously, it's in the books. Nothing's going to change. But do you still have concerns about how the election was handled? Was it done with integrity, I guess, is my question.
Oh, I have a lot of concerns about the 2020 election. The RNC was in 55 lawsuits heading into the election. And what we saw, Steve, across the country is Democrats using COVID as an excuse to remove safeguards to the election. For example, most states, when you get an absentee ballot for the first time, you have to show up in person and show your ID before you're able to vote absentee. Many states remove that safeguard because people didn't want to be in person-to-person contact, or they didn't have people to work. We need to make sure those safeguards are returned. I still think Wayne County is a huge issue in Michigan. I called for there to be an audit in Wayne County. I stand by that. And you know who agrees with me? Democrats. The Democrats on the board in the 2020 primary said the elections were run in an appalling way and there needed to be changes made. I believe that those things need to happen. So a big part of the election laws that are coming forward are going to codify things into law that won't allow Democrats to bypass them in case we get into a situation like we did in 2020.
So you're involved in 55 lawsuits. You question what happened, and there's no question that COVID was parlayed into something to use as a tool in the election, clearly. You've got big tech and big media and social media playing a role in trying to influence the outcome of the election. That's all true. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg spent $300 million. But the question to you then, because why do people like Jenna Ellis, the former attorney for Donald Trump, and these others, they've been targeting you and saying that, you know, you need to go because you didn't do what you needed to do and you threw in the towel. I'd like you to respond to that, because basically what you're telling me, that's not a valid complaint.
It's not valid, and I don't get distracted by things like that. Listen, my record speaks for itself. There's only one entity right now in 19 lawsuits protecting these election laws. It's the Republican National Committee. We were just granted standing to intervene in the Georgia law, where the DOJ is suing the state of Georgia. The Biden administration is weaponizing their own Department of Justice to sue states who legally have the right to make their own election laws. The RNC is the one up with ads right now fighting back against the Democrats. So I'm not going to pay attention to people who are looking for clicks or to raise their profile so they can raise money for a cause that they're not interested in actually pursuing the things that the RNC is actually doing.
So when you look at the Arizona case out of the Supreme Court, I don't see how the DOJ goes after Georgia, because after they filed that lawsuit, Arizona shot it all down, did it not?
Yeah, so I've been involved in that lawsuit for 5 years since I've been chair. And if anybody who doesn't know, that the Supreme Court, 6-3, just voted that ballot harvesting can stand, or a ban on ballot harvesting can stand, and that people who live in their precinct need to vote in their precinct. Those are the cases that went. I think it makes it very hard for Democrats to bring suits calling for ballot harvesting to be reinstated or saying that ballot harvesting is needed. And I think we're going to win a lot of these election law cases. But again, the RNC is working on this every day. I think the states have the right to make their own laws. And I think what the Democrats are trying to do to federalize elections is unconstitutional.
And last question here, as you look at 22, obviously you have got to be pretty optimistic, and you look at the House is almost for sure going to go red. But I also look at New Hampshire. I look at Arizona. I look at Georgia. Mm-hmm. I see Senate seats coming your way. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, listen, we have a chance. We've got one seat to take back the Senate and five seats to take back the House. And anyone who doesn't think the Democrats have a desire to fundamentally change the country we love and know, it's on full display. They want to get rid of the filibuster. They want open borders. They want to stack the Supreme Court. We're already seeing huge rises in our prices at the gas pump because they don't want us to be energy independent. They are dismantling our country as we know it and love it. And this is the election where we have to step up and put Republicans back in charge.
Ronna McDaniel, Chairwoman, Republican National Committee. Ronna, I always appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
There you have it. Ronna McDaniel, and just got standing, she just told us, in the Georgia case with the DOJ. That's a big deal. We'll continue here on the Steve Gruber Show right after this.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com. Did you know that other rust-proofing companies drill holes in your doors when applying their products, which, oddly enough, can cause more rust problems down the road? Linex of Lansing doesn't believe that more holes will protect your vehicle. Instead, we use our painstakingly careful and thorough process that uses an atomizing application method. So this is not your generic undercoating application. It's a complete rust-blocking solution for the rust-prone areas of your vehicle. We also carry a lifetime warranty on vehicles 90 days old and newer. And remember, we're not just bed liners and truck accessories. We are your rust-proofing and undercoating specialists. So protect your vehicle the right way the first time with Linex of Lansing. Visit linexoflansing.com or call Linex of Lansing at 517-394-1222. Linex of Lansing, 517-394-1222.